The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
Blister's imprisonment was my responsibility.
To every rule number three, there is an exception. Release Agent Simon.
I want every inch of his ship.
There is really no need for that, number three.
Mary Lowe?
Yes. Welcome to Johannesburg, Agent Soren.
I am Sam.
Sam, welcome. But if I think you are trying something stupid, I'll terminate you right on the spot.
Soren, I think I like her.
So, what kind of fun and games am I in for?
We're going to take you down for a CAT scan. I'll be able to get a good idea on how you're healing. If everything looks good, we'll start on round one of your facial reconstruction.
We have a hit on one of our suspects.
It's great, but why do you need Mac?
I think he might know the name. Stefan von Langer.
You're kidding me.
Lister was transferred to the Titanfall system to be tried for war crimes.
Well, it seems the good people of Lindor will do the work for me.
He was taken there by our former commander.
Simon, there are two now who will taste my wrath.
And now, episode 113, Vengeance.
Master, I will assemble the squad of 12.
I want the elite guard.
So it shall be done. But I do have one concern. Supreme Controller.
And what is that?
Our battle-armored troop transport is not equipped for such a long journey to the Titan IV system. Even with the Titan portal, the trip would require a vessel with hyperspeed.
What manner of vessel transported Tony Simon to the Titan system?
Our Baldabar contact said that Simon was ferried by a fast freighter, the Raybel.
Then we will make arrangements to secure this Raybel for our own purposes.
Master, that vessel is registered to Captain Rick Rogers.
Rogers? The Rick Rogers?
According to the radio traffic intercepted by our plant on Baldabar, it is indeed Rick Rogers.
Then there will be three who will taste the wrath of my laser.
Our reports show that he has departed for another system.
Pity. I shall have to bide my time. In the meantime, we need to secure a vessel to ferry our bat to the Titan system.
I shall prepare the squad. I'll send out your requirements to our rage plants across the galaxy.
What is the latest from our operatives on Planet 310?
Two of the Hungans in the city of St. Louis were killed by IDF agents. Two of the 310's own people are still active in the city of Baltimore. We also have operatives active in the city called Johannesburg.
Excellent. Once we have dealt with Lister, we will increase our presence on 310 and destroy their ability to communicate. The chaos that will ensue will give us ample time to plunder their resources. Go and make preparations.
All hail rage!
Agent Todd, good morning.
I hope this is something important to get me out here at 7 a.m.
I would have gotten a hold of you yesterday, but Richards had me covering too many bases. We think we know who the bomber is.
You could have called that in.
I wanted to show you something. Besides, you could use the exercise. Take a look at this.
Alright, I'm looking. So who is this?
Are you familiar with the case of the stolen step?
Just that Kate stumbled across the opening mechanism and came face to face with the IDF. It was stolen by a former Nazi nuclear scientist, right?
Heinrich von Langer, or Henry to his friends, he was working on the development of a nuclear bomb. He started with Eric Schumann in what was called the Uranium Club in April of 1939, the day Germany invaded Poland.
So it goes way back. I take it the IDF pulled him off the project because he was getting too close to developing the atomic bomb.
Yes. They feared Hitler would have used the bomb without giving it a second thought. It could have spelled the end for both Earths.
He must have been at least middle-aged in 39.
He was sent to an Event Horizon, then Latumis Prison. The time passage for him was 10 years, but 80 had passed here on Earth.
So what does Henry von Langer have to do with this guy?
Meet Stefan von Langer, his great-grandson. When Homeland hauled Heinrich away, he was screaming, "We're going to destroy all the steps on Earth." I'm betting Stefan is picking up where his great-grandfather left off.
Well, that kind of notches up the urgency on this one. I'll get this photo to our sentry station. Do you have anything on the other guy yet?
Not yet, but we're working on it.
Well, hopefully they'll be together when they come here. Where is this Heinrich character now?
Pyramid is trying to track him down. Once we do, We'll see if he's been communicating with anyone.
And if he hasn't?
Then it's as we suspected back then, Heinrich wasn't working alone.
Well, if his plan was to destroy all the STIP units, then he most certainly wasn't working alone. You think Stefan was his accomplice?
Makes sense. It's certainly not a one-man job.
He worked at the St. Louis bombing case with Richards and Soren. Do you think this case is tied to that one? I mean, they're both bombing cases.
I'm not sure. The St. Louis case and the one Soren is working on in Johannesburg involved taking out the 911 systems. We think it's the backup plan Rage had in case their satellite-based death ray failed, which it did.
Yes, that plan was to destroy our ability to communicate on the Earth one side. This plan is to destroy our ability to communicate on the Earth two side. I'm betting they're all tied in together and you'll find the same people involved in both.
Rage.
Without a doubt. Well, let me get this photo to our sentry. Have you submitted this to our contacts in the homeland?
Yeah, we're hoping one of the many cameras around the city might trigger a facial recognition alert. If he's anything like his great-grandfather, though, he'll disguise himself.
All right. Good luck. I'm sure we'll catch him.
We really don't have a choice.
Specialist Vlad, I see your R&R has been cut short by a few days.
Yes, but I had a good stay on Boldebar. I was finally able to take my motorcycle on a long trip.
Stand by. Motorcycle? Why would you submit yourself to propelling your body fully exposed to the elements at a high rate of speed on two wheels with nothing to protect you from the impact? Not to mention bugs.
Because it's fun.
I must reevaluate the definition of fun. Incoming message. Controller 3 on Monitor 1.
Bring it up. This is Commander Sims. I have you, sir.
I wanted to inform Specialist Vlad that security has cleared you to continue to BSS.
Thank you, sir. What will become of the two cosmonauts who boarded the BSS?
They have been cleared by our security and remanded to the custody of their superiors. Their ship will be returning to 310. Were you able to clear Agent Simon?
Yes, sir. Robofur and I went over his ship with a fine-tooth comb.
I'm sorry, sir, but I don't recall using a comb of any kind.
Another colloquialism to add to your list, George. Agent Simon's ship and crew were cleared. We couldn't find any infractions to hold him.
Did he tell you his destination?
He is returning to Planet 310. I believe his final destination is the City of London.
I'm sure he's returning to his cover as an MI6 operative. Very well. Let me know if there's any deviation in his course. Robo-4. There has been some intercepted radio traffic suggesting that Wi-Fi may go to the Titan system in search of Lister. Please inform me immediately if you intercept any traffic of that nature.
Understood, Controller 3. That concludes the communication link.
Well, that's quite fascinating.
Please enlighten me.
The new leader of Rage, going after the old leader?
Yes, this could become very interesting. Lister was very powerful.
And Wi-Fi essentially committed mutiny against him. It makes me wonder how many soldiers will follow him and return to Lister if the two meet.
Would you like me to work on a statistical analysis for a probability rate?
That won't be necessary, George. I honestly think it's going to come down to whoever has the most units to pay.
I would have to agree with you. There is not much loyalty among mercenaries.
I think it's a moot point. Tony said that Drachmar's people have been waiting a long time for justice. I don't think Wi-Fi will be able to even get close to him.
I would love to be a fly on the wall when those two meet again.
Specialist Vlad, is that another colloquialism?
Yes, it is.
Good. I thought for a moment that you had fallen off your motorcycle and rearranged some of your brain neurons.
Good one, George.
Well, good morning, Agent Soren. Sam, did you two sleep well?
Not bad, but I do have a little STIP lag.
Well, when this is all over, we'll all go out and celebrate. We have a little war room set up here. Soren, Sam, I'd like you to meet my partner, Peter Fenter.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise. Barry tells me you're from Denmark.
My ancestors got around a lot. Denmark, Norway, Sweden.
Well, they must have moved a lot.
Well, they weren't always welcome because they were Vikings and were invading those places.
Oh, I see. Vikings. And how about you, Sam?
Peter is also IDF, so you can speak freely.
Good, that makes it so much easier. Sam is alien to our planet. He has valuable information we can use. I'm glad you're IDF, Peter. One of our team members in St. Louis wasn't, and he asked so many questions. We really had to be on our guard with him. Well, I see you have already plotted out some information on the board here. Is there a problem with the regulars around here looking at this?
Not as long as we keep certain information off the board. As far as anyone is concerned, we are tracking an international bomber who has targeted one of our communication towers.
And you and Sam are from an Interpol agency assigned to the case?
I see you have a diffuse bomb on the table.
Our bomb squad has finished with it. We wanted you to have a look at it since you've seen his work before.
This is the one we recovered from one of our commo towers.
I'm going to take a couple of photos and send them to Nelson. He's our bomb expert. Does it look familiar, Sam?
It could be Borum's work.
This is the tower we pulled the bomb off.
Interesting. It's pretty far from your central headquarters.
Is that important?
It could be. In St. Louis, there were two towers targeted on the edge of town. But the main target turned out to be the emergency center in town. In fact, it was the Metropolitan Police headquarters.
So they set up targets to draw attention away from their real target?
Yes. The two cell towers would have disrupted cell phones in a small area, but bombing the center would destroy all abilities for the police, fire, and rescue to respond.
That would allow the criminal elements to run wild.
We need to put our emergency alert systems on full alert and add some additional security.
How did they plan to take out St. Louis emergency system?
By creating a diversion close to the police headquarters using a drone to drop a small bomb on the building. Then one of the terrorists would make his way into the 911 facility and then tell everyone to evacuate because more bombs were on the way. He would then install a virus into the mainframe.
Sounds like a plan with too many things that could go wrong.
Yeah, they didn't count on me being an excellent sniper. I took out the drone operator with a dart gun. His partner was shot by one of the St. Louis police officers.
Did they survive?
Unfortunately, I did. But my partner was lucky. He was killed.
What?
Sam is a Hongan mercenary. He was one of the two St. Louis bombers.
You've got to be kidding me.
I wish you would stop reminding me of that.
So we gave Sam the choice of going back to Hongan in disgrace and...
Which I refused.
Or assume a new identity with the story that he was actually killed in St. Louis.
Which I accepted.
I don't know. Can we trust him?
We more or less have to. He knows the bomb maker.
Dmitry Borum, a real class act. If you like terrorists.
And you think this is his handiwork?
I can say yes, for sure. Nelson texted me back. He said the wiring and construction are definitely Dimitri's.
Great. At least we know who we are looking for. Do you have a photo?
We have a sketch based on what Sam gave us.
He's a boss in the Russian Bratva, so he'll have a tattoo of a bull on his arm. He's the worst of the worst. I admire him very much.
Yeah, you would.
Agent Hawk?
Dr. Baker, that didn't take long.
Things move a little faster on this side.
I wish you'd bring that over to our side.
We've tried to introduce healthcare ideas over there, but your political system just isn't equipped for solutions like that.
So did you learn anything from the scan?
The accelerated recovery system we had you on when you were at Fillion did wonders. Your facial bone integrity is pretty solid. I think we can start reconstruction earlier than first anticipated.
How much earlier?
I've scheduled you for surgery tomorrow morning.
Wow, that is earlier. I wasn't expecting anything to happen for at least another week.
You're in remarkable shape.
That's all because of that rabbit food she eats. Plus, she runs like one.
Well, I tried my best to get you to eat healthy.
Hey, I have a pretty good diet.
He's on a seafood diet.
Yeah, I seafood and I eat it. So, did I just hear you say that you scheduled her for tomorrow morning?
That's the plan.
You're gonna use that pig bladder thing on her like you did for me?
We'll be using it to help with scarring, but because of her altered bone structure, her appearance will change.
Anything would be better than what I have now, and I'd better not hear any pig-faced jokes, Jim Barnes.
Now, I would never say anything like that.
I know you're concerned about how you look, especially with the scarring, but You remember how Jim here looked after he was shot?
Yes, I know. He healed so well that Pierman had a prosthetic made to simulate a scar.
I promise to do a good job. I'm meeting with my surgical team today. We have your full head scan, so we'll make a 3D model of it and plan our strategy from there. It will be hard plastic, so it's quite realistic.
Well, let me tell you, if your head model is hard, then yeah, it is quite realistic.
You see what I have to put up with.
Are you sure you two aren't brother and sister?
I'm sure. We're way too far apart in age.
Ho, ho, ho. Off come the gloves.
Well, I'm off. Jim, try not to get her too agitated. I'll see you in the morning, Agent Hawk.
I'll be there. I'm sure.
Hey, you are up for this, right, Slugger?
Do I have a choice?
No, and neither did I when I was lying there waiting for my surgery. They were cutting on my brain. You're just getting another pretty face.
Yeah, I guess you didn't have that much to lose.
Ooh, ouch, got me. Listen, I haven't brought Horace up to speed on your condition. I'm sure Kelly is pestering him to find out more about your condition.
I'm surprised Kelly hasn't been making waves. I wonder what they've told her to keep her at bay.
I don't know. I'll see if Horace can bring me up to speed on that. In the meantime, get some rest. You're going to war tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow morning.
All right, thanks. Jim?
Yeah?
Even though you're something like an obnoxious big brother, thanks. Really.
There he is. What, you keeping banking hours now?
No, I've been on the job for about an hour now. I was checking out something for the captain.
Why? Was there a traffic jam somewhere that needed cleaning up?
No, he was checking on a possible sighting of our two suspects. It was on his way here, so I just had him check it out. So, did you find anything?
No, it turned out to be a false lead. It was a couple sailors from a freighter that was in the port.
Have you two found anything?
No leads yet, but these guys are bound to make mistakes soon.
And when they do, you know what's going to happen. The feds will swoop in here, make the collar, and go on the news talking about how they cracked the case and made the arrest.
Oh, I'm sure they're not that greedy.
If it's anything like the Von Longer case, you can bet that they will. One minute, he was in our custody, and the next, he was a guest of Homeland Security.
Well, we can't worry about that now. Mac and I are going to canvass the area around the electronics store.
We'll make sure the sketch is well circulated. We're going to hit the local pawn shops, too.
You think they might have pawned some of the stolen items?
No, we're just going to follow a lead that helped break the Von Longer case for us. He arrived penniless and hawked enough items to buy other materials he needed for whatever it was he was doing.
Yeah, I had heard about that. He said he was just building a metal detector to look for coins in our park.
Which was crazy, because he could have just bought a metal detector with the money he got from hawking the old movie prop.
Well, whatever it was important enough for the feds to move in on the case. All right, you two get going on the canvassing, and Nelson, continue to work on those cameras.
Yeah, you probably know the traffic cams better than anybody. Come on, Mac. Let's go do some real police work.
One of these days.
So, did you get the information to Agent Todd?
Yeah, he'll distribute it to his lookouts and some of the park ranger staff. With any luck, these guys will follow the emulator signal and walk right into our trap. Oh, I got these photos from Soren.
I take it that's the bomb that our Johannesburg people recovered?
Yeah, based on the wiring, down to how he zip-tied them. This was made by Borum. I told them that this could be a diversion, like what we saw in St. Louis.
It could very well be. They might even be trying to lure attention away from the real target. Was this device found in the outskirts of town?
Yeah, just like our two were. Soren's well aware of that. He's concentrating on their emergency response system. He's lucky to have the Hungan with him. You know, your old boyfriend.
You mean Sam? The sleazy guy who tried to pick me up at the rib place? You don't even want to go there, Nelson.
That whole deal makes me nervous.
You mean Sam being there?
He is, after all, a Hungan.
A Hungan who failed miserably in his mission and is still alive. I think with the deal that Soren made, he'll be all right. It's Homeland. Captain Richards.
Tracy. Barb O'Neill. Can you talk?
I'm with Nelson. Hold on a second. It's O'Neill. Let's step into the war room here. Okay, I have you on speaker. Go ahead.
We've gone through Von Longer's contacts since he's been in our custody. We have no record of him having any visitors or receiving any phone calls.
That tells me Stefan was his accomplice all along. He's just carrying out the mission.
We agree. Do you have any leads on who the third person might be?
Nothing yet. We have the composite we sent you. That's it. Has your office had any luck in identifying him?
No, not yet. We don't even know if he's a local like Stefan or if he's another Hongan mercenary.
Based on what we know so far, I think it's safe to bet that our mysterious third party is human. The only other person involved was the pawn shop owner, Miss Harris.
She's the one who shot Barnes?
Yes, she was formerly a nurse with the IDF, who went rogue. We were able to track her origins through a stolen M19 pistol. Other than her, this was pretty much Von Langer's operation.
Soren never reported to us anything Sam might have said that would implicate any Rage members or other Hongans.
You really think you can trust Sam?
He desperately wants to be a Hongan hero, and Soren can give him that. I think he'll spill his guts to come out of this as a hero in his people's eyes.
Isn't that how Hongans usually come out as heroes?
I meant figuratively.
Have either of you had any contact with Barnes?
I haven't.
I haven't either. He was on Galaza, then went to Fillion to be with Kate. He should be back by now if they stuck by their timeline.
He and Kate are both back. The timeline has been moved up. Kate is scheduled for surgery tomorrow morning.
Wow. That's way ahead of schedule.
Yes, it is. Evidently, her recovery on Fillion was much better than expected.
What do you need with Barnes?
I don't think he knows about Kelly being aware of the IDF and all that goes on with that. I'll text Pierman right now. I think he can send a voice message through the navigation comm system to Barnes' phone.
I hadn't even thought about that.
And if he doesn't know, then you can be assured Kate doesn't know either.
And that's a concern to us. She is going to be in a delicate situation when she comes out of surgery. She'll have a new face to go along with her new voice. She'll be dealing with a lot. I wish they had told her much sooner.
Do you think Pierman can get that message to Alternate Earth?
He is the only one with that capability. We can't risk using the STIP to go there.
I agree. With the emulator in position, if they pick up two signals in different locations, it might scare them off.
What about sending another STIP, say the one in DC?
It would still have to go through the St. Martin facility, and the Roosevelt STIP is occupying the transport pad.
Sounds like a plan.
I thought you were told to go get some rest. Or was it, let me get some rest?
I'm going. Don't be so pushy. I forgot my hat. Oh, now what?
Who would be notifying you on this side?
Pierman.
Jim, we feel it's imperative that you know this. Kelly is fully aware of the IDF now, and all of its trappings. We'll let you decide when to tell Kate. Also, we are investigating another electronics store theft, carried out by Von Langer's great-grandson, Stefan. As a result, all STIP travel has been suspended for now.
You look stunned. What is it?
There's a new case involving another Von Langer, that's all.
Will Jim tell Kate about her sister Kelly? What will Soren find in Johannesburg? And will Wi-Fi find Lister? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Face to Face.